As Roger has already offered us to take note of, we gather this morning having the menorah lit next to our Christmas tree that was decorated and brought forward just a few weeks ago in celebration of solstice and Yule and all of the ancient traditions that we gather to celebrate together as Unitarian Universalists. Today we gather on the fifth day, prefaced to the sixth night of Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights, or the rededication of the temple. It is a small story in the depth of Jewish ritual and holy days, but one that has come to hold, however complicated, cultural importance. You see, the story of Hanukkah is one beginning in civil war, and the celebration is for a military victory. Syrian Greeks against the Judeo-Jews. Judah the Maccabee, whose name I hope at least sounds familiar, it is from him that this story begins. He was the first to revolt against the expectation that the Jewish people would adopt Greek culture, erasing their own power, practices, and worst of all, identities. It was a struggle against the threat of assimilation, a melting pot, an erasure. War broke out for 3 years, and it was during this time that the Jewish temple was desecrated, oil stolen for holy rituals, and the sacred space mocked with pagan offerings within. But the story doesn't end in despair. We know this. It doesn't end with a people forgotten. A miracle came. 3 years had gone by, war and destruction, the thinning of hope for what was. But when the Maccabees, and through them the Jewish people, won their personhood, their right to be a people, they gathered together once more at the site of their temple, a place they hadn't been able to enter for too long, not in body, which was a wearing away of the spirit. They cleaned what would again be their sanctuary space, sought to light a candle, and in doing so found one small bottle of oil, just enough for a day. Of course, what we know is that the oil allowed the light to burn for 8 days, not one, and because of this, celebrations and holy days that had gone unmarked for years were brought to the town center, out from behind fear and into the temple once again. Today, these 9 candles are lit, the shamash lighting all the rest with blessings specific for each day, for the magic of the past and the strength and wisdom of the Jewish people, for the freedom to worship and the bravery to fight for this right. Blessed is the light within the world, the evening blessing is sung. Blessed is the light within each person. Blessed is the light of Hanukkah. I'm certain most of you already know this. I believe I have daringly shared this here before, but when I was in seminary, I strongly considered a path to dual ordination within our own faith, but also within the United Church of Christ. I was only a few documents away from submitting the paperwork and planning my baptism when I came to realize that there were just a few too many asterisks, too many concessions to what it would all mean. The truth is, there was a whole journey of peeking my head into different denominations for quite a while, including taking classes across the street at the rabbinical school. You see, I so loved this season that we find ourselves in today, of light and of miracle, of myth and magic. The third Sunday of Advent, the preface to the sixth night of Hanukkah, solstice still approaching, Christmas Eve, and the candles and carols, the smells and bells that in my heart nothing can replace. Unitarian Universalism invited me into the wisdom and story of each, but I didn't always understand which direction to look, didn't know which candle was mine to light, which was ours as Unitarian Universalists. So I dabbled. It sounds in line with the curiosity of a people like our own, but I was lost in the expansiveness of Unitarian Universalism that seems to unearth itself most prominently come December. I yearned for a way to find my way home and a people to journey with, only to glom onto some other people than my own kinship of Unitarian Universalists. I say this now in the heart of this particular December, this particular Sunday, with a bit of embarrassment. 28 new members of this congregation within the last year. 20 families, 16 children, each who had asked questions, told stories, articulated some beauty and truth about how they came to understand Unitarian Universalism, how they came to this faith over and over again. This year has been a gift not unlike any year that I have been with you. It is one of a living tradition, one of depth and miracle and faith. Among these new members and long-term members, too, there are 3 new kinship circles this year. Can you imagine the intentionality of a community to decide to make strangers into family? Do you understand the gift and faith and miracle of that? And then through the Coming into Connection curriculum launched this fall, matching new and long-term UUCWC family, there have been more than 24 new relationships created. People who are daringly talking about death and God and theology and more because this place has invited them to do so. We light candles when we call out their names. It is an introduction, but it is also an honoring of the way life stretches upward and how each and every light of life pulls us in. Yesterday, we recalled how we light candles as we memorialize the ones we've lost. Not with thoughtless ritual, but a reminder of how even in death, our flame burns in the hearts of those we've loved. There's a transformation of our bodies like flame to smoke to air, but it does not dismiss or negate the fire of what was. We light a candle, chalice, symbol of humility and risk, to gather our time and another 5 to set our intentions. Yes, I have, not unlike most Unitarian Universalists, struggled to know which direction to look at this time of year, which candle to call my own, but today that has changed. The Hanukkah story is one of a retaliation of a people who were threatened with the expectation that they would lose their identity in order to be at home. Does that not sound familiar to us modern UUs? How many times has my door opened with people wondering, what will they do with their Catholicism that they've left? What will they do with their Jewish ancestry that still gathers each year? What does that still mean to be a Unitarian Universalist? What does that mean for our identity? The Hanukkah story is a retelling of a war of the spirit and the body that refused to be diminished in their wholeness, past and present, for the sake of future. It is the miracle of light that allowed a people who didn't know where to turn, the gift of gathering, a time to commune, stories to tell, foods to eat. That recipe book is right in your hands, new members. Not just one night, not just with one prayer, but for time immemorial as a people. I used to dread this time of year of December preaching because I felt like the job of a Unitarian Universalist minister was to give a head nod to each tradition that existed under our roof, the pagans and the Christians and the Jews and the secular atheists and the religious atheists and the Santa lovers and all of that. With 4 Sundays, what did that mean? How was that rich? How was that true? But this season, this December, this Sunday, I have come to realize that this season is our love note to one another. It is not a negation or a dismissal or a choose one from the past so that you can check it off for your family. for something that still lives within, it is an encompassing, a plurality, an affirmation of what we are, a people with an identity that exists, that was ready and worthy to be fought for. It is why we light candles. My life would be a drought without each of you. My understanding of gift and miracle and sustenance would be thin. Gathering in this community for 4 Decembers now, I realize today that of course I sought someone else's story in years past. I hadn't yet known my own, the one we are making together. Just look around. This chalice, gift of a member's father, blessing on his child's marriage and new faith, gets lit next to our menorah, handcrafted and made by Roy, who has made so many gifts in this space, which sits next to our Christmas tree, which is brought into this space, reminding us of the ritual's pagan beginnings and pulling us further from our assumptions about who is in this community and what we value and who we are. This community, where lay people preach about the historical context of Jesus one Sunday and how the Socratic group debates the use of the word God the Tuesday after, this community where our garden holds the ashes of those we love and how others thereafter elbow each other to get a spot next to the deceased. The most honest conversation about an afterlife we have had in this space for some. These are our stories. This is the story that we are making together. These are our Decembers. What candles should we light? Which direction should we turn? Each of them, every single one, and toward one another, with one another in our hearts, candles that allow us to appreciate our plurality and stories, our new traditions, the traditions of our ancestry struggled with or made new, the living tradition of which we are a part. I want to invite you to hear the poem, "The Shamash is the Tall One," by Lori Rottenberg. I've asked Steve and Roger to say it. And the congregation, I invite you to participate as well. Before they begin, before they offer this blessing on our time together, hear these words that I will ask you to echo back. The Shamash is the tall one, responsible for lighting the rest. Let's try that. The Shamash is the tall one, responsible for lighting the rest.
Now is the hour when we turn darkness to light. Now is the hour when we assemble those we love. Now is the hour when we kindle memory's flame.
The Shamash is the tall one, responsible for lighting the rest.
At first, these candles were oil throwing shadows on ancient temple walls. At first, we were few, fanatics defying darkness and desecration. At first, our candles were lit by those who knew, a necklace of lights stringing the generations.
The Shamash is the tall one, responsible for lighting the rest.
In the tinder of our patchwork nation, our small celebration has ignited beyond its birth into a flare of identity and remembrance. We who are Jews use blazing menorahs to find our way in the blinding dazzle of Christmas.
We pump our 8 days of dreidel and gelt like bellows to show we too can offer December's joy, even when we know little else of our own story. We take out our necklace of light and dress for winter, writing new chapters in this young land that is now our home.
The Shamash is the tall one, responsible for lighting the rest.
But even if you have no memories of beloved elders chanting a guttural holy tongue while holding the Shamash aloft at dusk, the menorah compels us all to consider how centuries change stories, how celebrations reflect as much as preserve, and how we shape consecration of our own rituals.
We can all remember that it takes only a candle to light the way for each other. It takes only a candle to gather us together. It takes only a candle to set alight the bonfire of memory.
The Shamash is the tall one responsible for lighting the rest. For stories ancient and new, for you, each of you, who light the world in ways unimaginable, in ways faithful. For a living tradition that celebrates the lives who will change us in the depth of December. For a season of darkness and limitless candles by which we will find our way home. Blessed is the light within the world. Blessed is the light within each person. Blessed is the light of Hanukkah.